figured I'd throw that one on there. That's another one that we're seeing at our show tomorrow night. Again, if you're interested in acapella, you should come by. And lastly, and we're going to close it out with the song Roll It On Home by John Mayer. So thanks for listening. Be sure to tune back in next week, Thursday at 10 a.m., same time. But until then, thanks again for listening, and here is Roll It On Home.
Drink to wishful thinking, and then another again. The bar is getting brighter and the walls are closing in. Journey on the jukebox singing, don't let the believing end. The one that you had eyes for had their eyes for your best friend. Nobody's gonna love you right, nobody's gonna take you in. Finish out the bottle, step into the light and roll it on home, roll it on home, roll it on home. Tomorrow's another chance, you won't go it alone if you roll it on texts were with your ex and all of them were sent by you. But you keep staring at your phone like something's coming through. Come to grips and take your chips when the cards aren't going your way. You've been here so long, tonight's already yesterday. Hey, hey, hey. Nobody's gonna love you right, nobody's gonna take you in. Finish out the bottle, step into the light and roll it on.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5. We're going to hit you with the usual album topper, the intro, whatever. But first, I really just need to acknowledge the man who I caught outside Curtis Hall today, right before I came in, who was following who I assume to be his girlfriend, doing the Carlton, walking down the street as she looked extremely embarrassed and tried to be not associated with him at all. It's about the little things, but that's the news in Medford today. What we're actually going to be listening to for the album topper is, The Unfortunate Lad off of A Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which I include almost solely for the name, but also it's a very good Coen Brothers movie, so here we go.
Walking down by the lock, as I was a-walking one morning of late, Who should I spy but my own dear comrade, wrapped up in flannel, so hard is his fate. I boldly stepped up to and kindly did ask him, why are you wrapped in flannel so white? My body is injured and sadly disordered, all by a young woman, my own heart's delight. Oh, had she but told me when she disordered me, and she but told me of it at the time, I might have got salts or pills of white mercury. But now I'm cut down in the height of my prime. Get six pretty maidens to carry my coffin, and six pretty maidens to bear up my pall, and give to each of them bunches of roses, that they may not smell me as they go along.
I just think that's lovely. But I've gotten ahead of myself this fine morning. Fine by perhaps a Northeasterner's or a Pacific Northwesterner's definition, I suppose. But I've gotten ahead of myself. It is only April, but the week is already over. One thing is known, it is not quite Tuesday. I am DJ Tuesday. And this, starting now at 11:07 and 5 seconds, is the show within a show, formerly Dragon Spotting, now I only listen to the Mountain Goats. I only listen to the Mountain Goats, the podcast featuring John Darnielle, lead singer of the Mountain Goats, and Joseph Fink, podcast writer extraordinaire. This season, which has been coming out for the past couple weeks, they're discussing tracks from the... They've been discussing and releasing, which is a fascinating PR move. They've been discussing and releasing once a week tracks from the upcoming album In League with Dragons, out April 26th. This is perhaps the last episode of I Only Listen to the Mountain Goats, at least in its current form, as, believe it or not, after this we have 3 shows left, and I have something planned for all of them. And by that time, the album will be released. So, this is our last, preview podcast, I suppose. God, I wish... I can only dream of this being a podcast. No, this is something far, far... adjective. The track we discussed today was the opening track off the album. It was... The order is nonsense. They are releasing episodes in an order that has nothing to do with either the track order on the... as it stood when they were recording, or as it stands now. It is now the opening track of In League with Dragons. Done Bleeding. And... In League with Dragons, it's... John Darnielle resisted the statement that it was about aging as such, but it is about perspectives that come with time. It's about perspectives that come with the increased knowledge of added experience. I'm bloviating. I'm not a smart man. I'm not a worldly man. I'm not a well-educated man. That one's false. I've paid a lot of money to go to this school, and I would annoy people if I said that. And by I mean my family. Let's just get into it. Let's let the music speak for itself, because I don't know, Jack. We are hitting you with the usual free Mountain Goat songs of the hour. It's a little triplet I've constructed about leaving a room. First up, it's Until I Am Whole off of the 2011 album Transcendental Youth.
Tree line down, hold my hopes underwater, stand there and watch them drown, fishing out their bodies from the bathroom sink, leave them in a bucket till they start to stink. I think I'll stay here till I feel whole again. I don't know when. Trout swim past the fishing line. Sky gets dark and close. Cars start up and make their nightly exodus. On a picnic bench alone, watch the sky go dark. Dig my nails into my hands. Hope it leaves a mark. I think I'll stay here till I feel whole again. I don't know when.
One blind season alone in here, after one long sweltering friend I know. red thread drying on hand spun. When I get done,
so people always ask me why I like the Mountain Goats so much, and to a great extent, I feel like every time I come up with an answer to give them, it's purely post-hoc. It's purely to justify feelings that are already there. But if I were to invent a compelling reason, those three songs encapsulate something, I think. Valuable about these lyrics and these body of lyrics, which is this progression and this recognition that repeats this recognition of a pattern that repeats many times in people's lives of hibernation and retreat followed by a sort of waiting period and a prologue and then finally taking the first step. So I just wanted to highlight that today. The subway agrees with me outside the window. Last Mountain Goat song of today is completely unrelated. I subbed yesterday at the ungodly hour of 7 a.m. And actually ran into DJ Mike of the Whirlpool fame. And he caught me playing some Mountain Goats and asked if I had heard the song song for Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks being a woman in professional wrestling from here around Boston area. Maybe even Somerville, I think he said. Basically, apparently how this song got written was after the 2015 album release, which Beat the Champ released. Sasha Banks cheekily tweeted John Darnielle, like, "So do I get a song?" And, lo and behold, eventually, she did. And that's what this is. This is Song for Sasha Banks. The previous two songs were, Absolute Life Ops Effect off of the 2002 album All Hail West Texas. And the last one was the most recent release, Cutting Edge. Unintentional pun. The Cutting Edge release, Done Bleeding release, like, 12 hours ago. Next up is Song for Sasha Banks.
We don't get cable in Belle Plaine, but on Thursday night there's matches on TV. Get kicked out of the living room for watching. My brother and me, my brother and me. Keep watching with the lights out back in his room. Chris Jericho starts tearing up the set. I want to do right by my brother. I want to do right by this feeling in my gut. Everybody's got their own spot. Find mine in 64 point type atop the top line. Up on the top line. To camp in Boston, come up through the Independence. Those who would stand between me and my final destination get torched inside the fire of my transcendence.
Minnesota, Massachusetts. They can tell I'm coming up by the expression on my face. I'm gonna make a lot of money. Everyone I love is gonna have their own safe place. Everybody's got their own spot. Find mine in 64 point type atop the top line. Up on the top line.
That takes us to the half of the hour, PSA time. It's the same one as always. It's short and sweet, and it's good. Don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight. And burdened by his loneliness, he wanted to feel alive. His laziness built the pyramids, and his solitude was a knife. The Michael Jordan of drunk driving played his final game tonight.
Not yet. Other announcements. First off, swing the microphone over for this extremely ill-positioned piece of paper taped to the table. All right. WMFO Live Day here at WMFO on Saturday, May the 4th. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host nine bands. Nine. That's, you heard it. It's nine. This is scripted. This whole emphasis on nine, it's on the paper. I'm still reading directly from the paper. Nine. 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 Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 for Live Music Day. We've got the Cast Irons, Anthony Kaczynski. I'm so sorry to the entire nation of Poland. Peter Parchek, Danielle Moralia with Lisa Bastoni, Lily Black, 62 Ghosts. It's amazing they got that many ghosts in a room. Will Daly, Flight of Fire, and Celebutant. That's WMFO Live Day. Nine bands. There are nine bands. It's nine. Alrighty. Other announcements for today. Once again, just recognizing that dude who was doing the Carlton down Professor's Row. I already mentioned him. He deserves to be mentioned again. Also, public service announcement. Recognizing the public service, more like, of... Gotta get my spiel ready. Xander Bogaerts, the X-Man, the Aruban Apollo, the Bogey, the Eagle, the King of Swing, the man with the strongest hips game in all of Major League Baseball. This Sunday, April 14th, he hit a home run over the Green Monster, the sort of high and shallow fly that would only be a home run in Fenway, but we love it anyway. Scored us free points, free runs, cemented what was previously a 1-0 game in the 8th inning. God love it. Who else? The Cardinal outside the window right now. He wants in on this. Your public service is recognized. Joel and Ethan Cohen. Public service recognized. Which is why... Oh, I see. All right. First of all, I was supposed to stop at the... I was supposed to end at the Red Sox thing because the next song on this playlist is Dirty Water, but never wrong time for Dirty Water.
I'm going to tell you a story.
I gotta keep talking about Xander Bogaerts because you learn something new every day. Apparently, so first of all, he's a member of the Order of Orange Nassau, which the Netherlands just sort of gives to any famous figure. Apparently, it's like 5,000 people a year. I don't necessarily consider that super prestigious, but it's gotta be cool to have a member of chivalry on your Major League Baseball team. The other thing is apparently there is a League of European Men's National Men's International Baseball, and Xander Bogaerts also plays for the Dutch team, which is currently ranked number one. In conclusion, go Xander. Man sticks his hips out, 50 feet every time he's at bat. He's the gyrator. Incredible. In conclusion, go Sox. We've got one last PSA, and I don't know how funny this will be, but it's 15 seconds. It's called Monaco Hail to the Chief. I assume that's school president Tony Monaco. I really just have to see what this is about. I apologize to everyone.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
Oh, this is some
Tony
fun
Monaco,
dead air.
You're listening.
What's going on here? Nope.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
My mic was not on for that entire little segment. 10 lashes for me. There we go.
I should have seen this coming. Can't be top dog forever.
Let me tell you, buddy, there's a faster gun coming over yonder when tomorrow comes. Let me tell you, buddy, and it won't be long till you find yourself singing your last cowboy song.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends. Yippee-ki-yay, and the campfire dims. Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings. When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
When they wrap my body in the bin-lin sheet,
and I take my 6 hours, pull the boots from my feet,
unsaddle my pony, she'll be itching to roam. I'll be halfway to heaven under horsepower of my own.
Yippee-ki-yay, when the roundup ends. Yippee-ki-yay, he shouts and he sings. When a cowboy trades his spurs for wings.
Yippee-ki-yay,
I'm glory bound.
No more jingle jangle,
I lay my guns down.
There's just gotta be a place up ahead where men ain't low down and poker's played fair. If there weren't, what are all the songs about? I'll see y'all there, and we can sing together and shake our heads over all the meanness in the used to be.
Several things. First of all, I just really love that final spoken word bit. I think it deserves to be a... I think the used to be deserves to be a more well-known phrase. Second of all, we've dropped to a record low 7 listeners. I assume the other 3 are the FCC agents coming to strip my house. Third... we have kind of an impressive catalog of IDs here, actually. We have, I mean, look, it you gotta ask them for 15 seconds of their time. I'm sure it costs some money, but not the most. But, like, we've got Group Love, we've got Dropkick Murphys, we've got Amanda Palmer, one name I can't say on the radio, Steven Pinker? That's even Pinker. Shonen Knife. Yeah, it's wild. We've also hit the part of the hour where we're out of playlist, so we're just gonna have to let my queue history take the wheel here, despite all thematic consistency, which didn't really exist in this show anyway. Really, let's abandon the pretense. This was always just me looking through this week's history and trying to string a playlist together out of it. Let's see, we've got 15 minutes left. We could listen to some more Too Mellow. I think that's the move here. A couple weeks ago, we played Too Mellow's Visions of Tokyo To. We're going to continue that with an excellently named track just entitled... here we are. Entitled Tag Walls, Punch Fascists. And on that note, we got 30 seconds till the bottom of the hour. I've been DJ Tuesday. Catch us next week for something that's at least intentionally unlistenable. What else have we got to announce? Yeah, it's the last three episodes of the year. Each one's going to be something. Yep. Just remember, the bog recalls and the marsh knows all. I'm going to go walk a dog. You've been listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful day.